What is going on? Welcome back to the No Sir Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and apparently the report is that Cody Rhodes has been demoted backstage in terms of creative control. Not of his character, but of the roster. AEW, dear AEW, what the hell are you doing? You do realize that Cody Rhodes is the reason why your company is as successful as it is. The son of one of the greatest wrestling minds of all time. And what did he do? He inherited that mind. Cody Rhodes is the son of Dusty Rhodes. He's inherited that wrestling mind. But get this, he's also Triple H's booking disciple. Two wrestling geniuses crafted this guy's mind. And it's no coincidence at all that AEW is the best product in the world right now. Not because of their roster. Their roster is good. Okay, their roster is very good. Let's get that straight. It's not because of their production, right? They're a very notable step behind WWE in that department. It's not because of their advertising. It's not because of anything you want to say. It's because Cody Rhodes is a god dang genius. And he knows how to build captivating stories in his division that sell out seats and put butts in seats, as the great Tony Schiavone would say sarcastically. Look, demoting Cody Rhodes is the biggest mistake you could make. Your product is going to take a nosedive. Because let's take a look, see at the rest of your show that's been ran by Omega and the Bucks. Your tag division, when the company first started, looked like the new generation on steroids, right? This looked like the greatest tag division we'd ever seen on paper. You're getting LAX, you're getting FTR, you're getting the Young Bucks, you're getting the Lucha Bros, you're getting Private Party's okay, the Acclaimed are okay, like you're getting all these guys. And then you're like, what is this tag division? This is going nuts. But eventually the Bucks got the titles. And I was thinking, yeah, I'll be champs for 150 days. They'll pass the belts on to back to FTR, they'll give it to the Lucha Bros or something. And then they kept winning. And I'm not afraid to say that they buried the whole division, right? They came in and they just buried the division completely until they finally, willfully dropped the titles to the Lucha Bros, which, thank God, now your tag division can get started back up again with a new, fresh champion. And then Omega, the women's division, that is a laughable effort. That is a legitimately laughable effort. I mean, he kind of just lucked in to Britt Baker being a superstar. Who saw that coming? I certainly didn't. So he lucked into that. And then he lucks into WWE just purging the roster. And he manages to get Ruby Soho, who has admittedly been treated like a pretty big deal. She's probably going to be the one to beat Britt Baker eventually. You got Nyla Rose, who's like a terrible wrestler. She's terrible. Like, I don't care what you say. She's a terrible wrestler. I get it. Diversity, inclusivity. Like, I respect them for signing a transgender wrestler. But that does not hide the fact that she is a bad wrestler. I cannot watch her. I cannot watch her wrestle. Respectfully, of course. You know, these are things, they do things that I probably couldn't do. I mean, I'm like 18, you know, all it takes is a couple months. I could get in shape. Maybe I could work a 4-minute match, which is all of Nyla Rose's matches, by the way. They're like 3.5 minutes. Don't at me. They're like 3.5 minutes. I could do that. So, Nyla Rose is like not a good wrestler. Penelope Ford is. Penelope Ford has become the mascot of terrible wrestling on this podcast. I just can't stand the way she wrestles. It's sloppy. Her moves don't connect. It's gymnastics in a square. That's not what I come to watch wrestling. I come to watch men and women, and maybe one day non-binary individuals, step into the ring and wrestle. They don't do cartwheels. They don't lightly tap each other with their terrible drop kicks or botch Hurricane Ronas that look like they're going to break their opponent's neck. She's dangerous. She is a dangerous wrestler. And you can say, oh, it's intentional. That was not intentional. She looked like she had just... She made the face of somebody who just... Oh my God, I just broke my opponent's neck by botching a Hurricane Rana. That's the face she made. And it looked like she did, to be 100% honest with you. So Penelope Ford is not a good wrestler. She is a great wrestler. Where did she go? Where did she go? She lost the title? She vanished. She has just vanished. And I don't know why. They're failing to build interesting stories that don't revolve around the women's championship, and that's a problem that's gone back since the women's revolution, right? The women's revolution happened, and suddenly the titles had value, which is a good thing, but the titles had so much value that it overshadowed the division. There's nobody bigger than the title, and that's for all of Northern American wrestling, and to an extent Japan. Like, New Japan doesn't even have a women's division, so nobody feels like a big deal. I think WWE is getting much better at building stories that don't revolve around their championship, but again, like, AEW's women's division is just silly. It's silly. It's Britt Baker carrying the division on her back. A bunch of very green, very bad wrestlers. And then we get to what's been selling tickets. Why AEW is as good as they are. The men's division. And who happens to be booking the men's division? Oh, well, why wouldn't that be just one Cody Rhodes? Who's been responsible for the build of Hangman Adam Page as one of the most over guys in wrestling? Cody Rhodes. Who's been the reason? Who was the reason why the late, great Brody Lee was booked as this undefeated monster? Oh, Cody Rhodes. Who was the reason Moxley was as big as he was? Cody Rhodes. He's the reason why everybody's as big as they are. I'm sure they have some bit of, hey, Cody, here's what we want to do with our characters. But overall, I'm pretty sure Cody's the one who signs off on it. He's the one who's like, yeah, this is where the story is logically going. So he's the one who's been sailing the ship. And the ship hasn't sunk. As a matter of fact, the ship has sown bravely. They're sailing so bravely. The seas are so perfect. They're hitting WWE territory in terms of how well booked it is. They might even hit 2018 NXT, which is the peak of wrestling booking. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They're hitting that level of booking. Look, Tony Khan has been in charge of talent acquisition. I think that's pretty obvious. But I don't think he's booking anything. I really don't. He's kind of just a wrestling fan. He's kind of a wrestling nerd, and in no way is that an insult. I'm a wrestling nerd. I talk about it for a living, so like, I'm not insulting Tony Khan, but to be 100% honest, I don't think he's the booker, because it's too good for Tony Khan to be the booker. I refuse to believe it. Obviously, Cody Rhodes is the one booking the show, and it shows, because the guy's a genius. So to demote him backstage, who's gonna book your show? Kenny Omega. Right, okay. I'm sure Kenny Omega might book himself to be champ for another 457 days as he squashes the whole division. MJF, get put down. CM Punk, get put down. Danielson, dead. Cole, dead. He's going to kill the division, let's be honest. He let Shida bury the women's division. You don't think that he's going to do the same thing if he was given the opportunity to book the men's division? I think he would. I'm not trying to say that Kenny's an egomaniac, but Kenny's an egomaniac. How is this any different than Triple H's Reign of Terror? All of those matches were pretty good, in my opinion. I'm a fan of Triple H's style. All of those matches were pretty good. Triple H also had a faction with him. He was pretty unstoppable. both had pretty baffling booking decisions. Like, why isn't Hangman Page challenging for the title right now? Oh, actually, he just had a newborn child. But this is in no way an insult to Hangman Page. But man, didn't you pick the wrong time to have a kid? They go ahead and they go out and they bring back CM Punk. They sign Adam Cole and they sign Bryan Danielson. Oh my god, dude. Star-studded at the top. If you can't come back soon, you're going to lose your spot. But demoting Cody Rhodes backstage is just a baffling decision. He's been your best booker by far. It's literally not even close as to who's been the best booker on your show. So, just demoting Cody Rhodes was a terrible idea. So, I'm just going to sign off.